President Biden's job approval number continues to drop. If you look at the various polls measuring this number, you can pretty much call the average Biden around the 45% approval rating. Considering how in his first months in office his approval was in the 60s, you can see why this at least should be a concern for the administration. This drop in approval is due to Biden's own moves, or lack thereof. There's the infrastructure bill, looming federal budget implosion, Afghanistan, of course, and maybe even topping all those, Biden's dealing with illegal immigration. Much like the pullout from Afghanistan, many are saying that regarding illegal immigration, Biden's pretty much done everything wrong that was possible to do wrong. Foundation of this failure looks to be Biden's at least attempt to speak on this one issue with two different voices, very different voices. One side of America is claiming things are under control, immigration laws are going to be enforced. Other side of America is talking about how we need to care about and welcome all to our country. And it's not just Biden, by the way. Many Democrats are looking at illegal immigration with upside-down priorities. Case in point, seen by now that video of the border agents on horseback trying to deal with Haitians attempting to illegally enter America. Many Democrats are more angry at the border agents than the criminal illegals. And that doesn't just exist at the federal level either. Do I have to remind you about how New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, just over about a year ago, issued an order directing a local law enforcement to end all cooperation with ICE? I've often said that when you look at surveys, it's not the number at that point in time which is important, it's the trend. So let's apply that idea to illegal immigration stats. If you look at migrant encounters at southwest border locations, they've jumped big time in recent months. If you span, going back, this was from Pew Research Center, going back to 2001, actually March of 2000, I'm sorry, we saw a peak for that period of time of 220,000. It quickly dropped after that to around 150,000. If you move forward to between 2009 and 2016, that 220,000 became less than 50,000. Sinking to a low of about 18,000 in July of 2017, of course during the Trump years. For some reason, during May of 2019, that number jumped to 132,856, but then quickly dropped down to a low in April of 2020 of 16,182, thanks in large part to the start of the pandemic. Most recent numbers, remember that number back in March of 2000, 220,000? And getting close again, July of 2021, 199,777 migrant encounters at the U.S.-Mexico border. Another trend worthy of interest, percentage of migrant encounters at the U.S.-Mexico border that resulted in expulsions versus apprehensions, meaning tossing out or putting into a system. You go back to May of 2020, that ratio was 93% you're out of here, 7% apprehension, July of 2021, 47% booting out expulsion, 53% apprehension. So if I'm a terrorist organization seeing those stats, I'm thinking, you know, all I need to do to launch an attack in America is be about 20 people from my organization to set out from Central America to the U.S. southern border. No, all 20 probably won't get through. But if at least 5 do, then I'm in business, and America's in serious danger. Caught an interview with the head of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, the other day. He was being asked about all those Haitians who were caught trying to cross into America at Del Rio, Texas. He said, around 1,400 were flown back to Haiti. Yeah, he was asked, what about the others? Mayorkas said, well, somehow there were asylum requests heard in court. Others have been allowed to enter into America. How many? He didn't know for certain. I mean, he does believe it's a small percentage. Doesn't sound like much of a priority for Mr. Mayorkas, does it? Well, you know what is, though? Banning the use of the term illegal immigrant by anyone in Homeland Security. We're also told there's a vetting process in place for people entering America illegally. I'm sure there is. Probably goes like this. Now, which would you like application information for first? Housing assistance or food stamps? heard about an interesting idea proposed by Representative Vicente Gonzalez, who represents Texas in the U.S. House. He's proposing a safe zone. No, not between Mexico and the U.S., between Guatemala and Mexico, for those seeking entry into the U.S. to be dealt with, vetted, and put into the immigration process if deemed worthy. And by the way, Representative Gonzalez, he's a Democrat. Mentioned that encounter stat, that was a 21-year high, as I mentioned. Also in July, 27% of border encounters involved migrants with at least one previous encounter within the past year. That was up from an average of 14% between 2014 and 2019. Single adults accounted for 53% of migrant encounters. That's up 28% in May 2019, while people traveling in families represented 38%, which is down significantly from 64%. Share of encounters involving unaccompanied minors, that was unchanged at 9%.